Hachette Audio presents Blood, Salt, Water. Written by Denise Mina. Read by Kathleen McCarran.
All of us have in our veins the exact same percentage of salt in our blood that exists in the ocean. And therefore, we have salt in our blood, in our sweat, in our tears. We are tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, whether it is to sail or to watch it, we are going back from whence we came. John F. Kennedy. Chapter 1. She'd been as biddable as a heifer for the 2 days they had her. She came willingly when they picked her up in the van. She asked no favours, made no appeals for mercy while they waited for wee Paul to give the final word, kill her or let her go. At first, Ian was pleased that she was passive. He'd never had to muscle a woman before. Then he began to wonder why. She didn't seem frightened at all. She even smiled sometimes. She only spoke once, to ask a question. How much longer will it be? Slowly they began to realise that she had completely misunderstood what was going on. Tommy smirked when he worked it out, nodding at Ian behind her back, laughing at her. It wasn't funny to Ian. The longer it went on, the worse he felt about it. It was dishonest.